All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dearly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, compassion. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua, the Messiah, that was shed for the remissions of our sins. And Lord, I want to say thank you that you loved us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. I want to thank you, Lord, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And Lord God of Israel, we thank you. We thank you for your mercy, your grace, your love, your compassion. We thank you that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we're walking in liberty and we're walking in freedom. Lord, we thank you for your long suffering. And Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor because, Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. I thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, that you have not left us alone, that we have the Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us, and to heal us as well with the gifts of healing. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would break the yoke of oppression and depression in the lives of your people. I pray that you would send forth a refreshing, Lord God, those that are ready to give up. Lord, send a refreshing. Let the wind of the Holy Spirit blow upon them right now in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for breaking every yoke of oppression, depression, and anxiety in the name of Yeshua. Let your healing power flow from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord God. I thank you for healing crushing kidney stones. I thank you for healing stomach ulcers right now. Put your hand on your stomach. Lord God of Israel, release your healing anointing. We pray for those stomach ulcers to be gone, destroyed in the name of Yeshua. We thank you, Lord God, for deaf ears being open, be opened in the name of Yeshua. Lord God, I thank you for healing all forms of arthritis in the name of Yeshua. Lord God of Israel, I thank you for healing leukemia. All forms and types of leukemia being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the testimonies of healing in Yeshua's name. I thank you for binding the strong men of witchcraft, perversion, deception over this area. Idol worship being bound in the name of Yeshua. And release your warring angels to go forth and to do battle over the Pacific Northwest, that we would experience revival. Lord, send a revival to the churches. I pray for all the pastors and the prophets and teachers and evangelists and apostles, Lord God, that your anointing would fall upon them, that they would begin to pray and seek your face by day and by night, that they would stand in the gap and be praying to pray and intercede for your people, that we will see revival come to the land. Revival come forth in the name of Yeshua. Pour out your anointing, God, to bring revival, to bring healing. Open up our spiritual understanding. Bind the strong man of mind control that has blinded people's minds from hearing and receiving the truth, that your people might walk in liberty, they might walk in freedom. I thank you for breaking that yoke right now. I thank you for breaking the yoke of unforgiveness and bitterness. Matter of fact, I come against that spirit right now to come out of them and let them go in Yeshua's mighty name. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We break the curse of poverty and lack and insufficiency. We bind that spirit right now. And Lord God, release prosperity, release wealth, release abundance in the lives of your people in Yeshua's name. Father, I thank you. I thank you for this broadcast today. I pray that you will be blessed and that you will bless it in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It is a blessing to be here with you once again to share the word of God. Truly, I am grateful and thankful. To the first-time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. If I say something you don't agree with it, get on your knees, pray, seek the face of God, and allow the Spirit of God to show you. Amen. We are living in the last days. Perilous times are here. The return of Yeshua is imminent. We got to get in that place of praying Him, seeking Him, knowing and making sure that we are abiding and standing with Him, that we are in a covenant relationship with Him. The Bible is being fulfilled. I haven't done a lot of teaching on Bible prophecy. You know, I talk about it slightly here and there, but just recognizing the fact that what we see taking place, you know, when I started ministry years ago, I had no idea as I was reading and studying the scriptures that I would see it actually coming to pass. And it's going to get worse. That's what's on me. It's going to get worse. People are talking about, oh, it's just terrible this and just terrible that. And they don't realize it's just the Bible fulfilling itself because the Bible said it was going to happen. But people don't want to hear about that. They don't want to know what the scripture declares because they feel like, you know, they don't want to hear it. They just don't want to hear it. But it is what it is. We're in a series called The Prison Doors Open. What are you waiting for? Jesus Christ died, rose again, seated at the right hand of the Father. He's now praying, interceding for you to succeed and not fail. Get up. Go do what God has called you to do and be not afraid to move in the things of God. But recognizing that this is the time that we're living in, we need to open our eyes, recognize it, and then pray and ask God to give us wisdom and discernment on what we need to do so we can be effective witnesses for him when we're in the marketplace or wherever God has placed us. We are in the army of the Lord. We all have an assignment. But you have to understand and embrace the fact that we are living in perilous times. And the Bible prophesied this. Go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3. You're listening to straight from his word. Y'all pray for me, saints. I'm about 90%. You know, the enemy tried to take me out in 2023. Tried to take away my voice with a stroke. Had to learn how to talk again, you know. About 90%, I believe. I'm starting to sound like myself. At least it sounds like me when I listen to the show. And the enemy's been trying to take me out for years. And then when he can't take me out, then he goes out to my children and my grandchildren. So he keeps me praying. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let's see. What saith the scripture? Amen. That's why we call this program Straight from His Word. It says, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Not might, not maybe, shall come. For men, now, as we're reading this, saints, let's look at it from a biblical worldview, and let's consider what's going on in the just in the United States of America. Okay, saints? For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Ooh-wee. I could stop right there and preach. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Oh, my God. Natural affection. Truth breakers. False accusers. Incontinent. Fierce. Despisers of those that are good. Traitors. Heady. High-minded. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Oh, my God. He's talking about believers. He's talking about the apostasy that's happening right now. When he said, oh, God. Saints. He told me people go to church to be entertained. And churches have become, we have to put on the show every Sunday. We have to make the church like a concert, rock concert. We have to bring in entertainers, big names, so that people will come. The enemy has succeeded in diverting us from the fact that we come to meet with God, to have an encounter with God. You can come in and bring in all the top-notch entertainers. Like, you can have a top-notch praise and worship team, musicians and singers and all those things. And you can have an emotional, because music has a way of touching you. And you can get caught up in the emotion, but you'll still not have an encounter with God. Because when you have an encounter with God, there's going to be a change in your life. You are not going to keep doing the things that you do. Eventually, you are going to be transformed by the power of His Holy Spirit, that you're no longer the same person. You're no longer doing the things that you used to do. Those things that you used to desire are taken away from you. The Holy Spirit, you know, and used to tell people that when a person is new in Christ, they have to learn how to be a disciple of Christ. That's the purpose of the fivefold ministry, preaching and teaching and equipping the saints. We've done a terrible job of doing it because it's exactly what the enemy wants. He wants a lukewarm church. You know, and the Lord gave this to me. Satan is not worried if you got 10,000 to 15,000 members. He does not care if you have a television and radio ministry. He does not care if you're bringing in millions of dollars. But when you become a body of believers that becomes a threat to the kingdom of darkness and begin to preach and teach sound doctrine and begin to pray for the sick, lay hands on the sick, cast out devils, that's part of our mandate. Setting the captives free, then you become a threat to His kingdom. He does not care about your fame. What He cares about, are you the one individual that's going to snatch that soul from Him? Because He wants to drag as many souls as He can into the kingdom of hell. I mean, into the kingdom, into the darkness. Because that's where He's going to end up. You see, every person on this planet, every day we wake up, it's a new day. It's a new beginning to walk out of our prison cells and serve Christ. Every day you wake up, you have an opportunity to accept Christ, to walk with Christ. But it's a choice. But look at what the scripture says. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with various lusts, ever learning and never able to come into the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs was also. I don't know, saints. We need to wake up. We need to pray that the veil will be removed from people's eyes, that they might see and know. You heard me talking about social media and all the different stuff out there and just out there. Man, that stuff would confuse you, saints. Everybody got their spin and they take on the gospel. taking the word of God out of context. What could be biblically true, biblically sound? There'll be somebody that will be using the scriptures and cause you to doubt whether it's real or not. Everybody got medical advice. I do this, I do that. There is so much erroneous teachings out there that we have to be on guard. And if we're not on guard, we can walk in deception. And that's what the enemy desires, for us to walk into deception. I just say, Lord, move. God, show up. Let your people have an encounter with you, that they might know you and your ways. You know, it really comes down to, if you listen to people long enough, they'll tell you whether or not they really have a relationship with the Lord. They call him the big man upstairs, and everything like that. But the fruit of their lives speaks otherwise. And this is what Paul was telling Timothy. Now, as you look at this list that I just read, do you see this happening today in our society? If you belong to a body of believers, do you see this? Can you see this taking place? This was the apostasy that the Holy Spirit says is going to happen. You know, and we got to saying, oh, no, you don't say anything. Don't be quiet. Don't be judging. And that's that religious demon, that religious spirit. Oh, don't judge. You're judging me. Well, if you're smoking crack, you're a crackhead. If you're drinking lots of liquor and alcohol, you're probably an alcoholic. If you have multiple sex partners, you're probably a homemonger. Come on. Just telling it like it is. That's not judging. If I see you smoking crack cocaine, I can conclude that you're a crackhead. That's not judging you. Judgment is a place pronouncing a sentence on you. Judging is, oh, you are guilty of this, and this is your punishment. Making a visual observation of your behavior is exactly what it was and is. When Israel fell into idol worship, and he would speak through the prophet Ezekiel and Jeremiah, God, he said, look, you got a whore's forehead. Or should I say whore's forehead? He says, you out here committing fornication with everything that you see. He says, you have gone a-whoring after other gods. God talks straight. Y'all better get in the Old Testament, read Ezekiel, Jeremiah, and you'll see. And you look at our society today, and where are we going? Can we get back to the place so we can see revival and see the power of God operating? Look at this, Paul in verse 10. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I had endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. We are not exempt. You know, people that's been caught up in the faith movement, they think we are good. No, we are not exempt from hardship and suffering. We live in a fallen world, and Satan is the god of this world. And he will make life miserable for believers. We are going to have some hardships. We're going to have some trials. We're going to have some obstacles. Yeah, people are going to be diagnosed with this. We're going to have a loved one. We might lose a loved one here and there. It's the world that we live in. But God is with us through the whole process and the whole thing. You know, when I was in the hospital last year, it was hard on my kids because they were used to seeing me up strong, speaking faith, and to see me down like that. But God brought me out because I had some praying people praying for me. But recognizing, and the enemy would come to me and try to torment me and say, oh, look at you. You preaching faith. You preaching healing. You preaching on spiritual warfare. And look at you. Give up. Die. And saints, I had to fight. I had to say, no, I'm going to live. You're not going to take my life. My assignment is not finished. I'm going to continue to declare the full counsel of God's word. I'm going to continue to equip God's people by the Holy Spirit as long as God wants me to do that. And recognizing that you're going to have some trouble, some trials, and some things that are going to hit you. As my mom used to say, you're going to knock you to your benders, which means you're going to be praying. It says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which I have learned and has been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. This is the opening of my program, by the way. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto good works. Then, you know, when we, the Lord told us and wanted us to go onto the radio ministry back in 1999. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. This is what he gave for our opening scripture. Preach the word. That's why when you listen to the intro to Straight From His Word, this is where this is coming from. This is what you're going to hear. Why? Because the program is called Straight From His Word. It's the word of God that will change you. It's the word of God that convicts you. It's the word of God that will build you up in the faith in Christ. My philosophy, my wisdom will not build you up spiritually. It might encourage you naturally, but we need the word of God. Because that's how people are going to be liberated, by the word of God. When we speak the word of God with power and with authority, change comes. There is stirring. If you have demons on the inside of you, they're going to get stirred up. And when the demons are stirred up, they're going to make life a little tough for you. But I'm here to tell you today that when Jesus came and died for us on the cross at Calvary, it was to break the power of sin. It was to restore our fellowship with God the Father. And now we have a Heavenly Father where we can say, Abba, Father, you are now in the kingdom of God. And you have a right to walk in liberty and freedom in Christ Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave his Son and sacrificed his Son because he loved us and because he loves you. Saints, I can't finish it today. Be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. If the Holy Spirit moves in you to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. We always need every little thing, money we can get. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua, Jesus Christ, is Lord. His return imminent. Pray for your family members, your loved ones, and your co-workers that their hearts will be open to hear and receive the gospel of Yeshua the Messiah. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. His return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.